Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Halpern. The purpose of this podcast is to bring you the latest health information and give you more and more control over your health. There's so many things we don't have control over, but making healthy decisions, we do on a daily basis. And it takes discipline, it takes work. You know, I had an interesting story. Some people said, you know, to my healthy daughter, "Wow, you're so lucky, you're so skinny. Must have good genes." She said, "Nope. I don't eat the junk that you eat. And I exercise and I watch my diet. And I do all those healthy choices. That's why." And so, you know, we have all sorts of rationalizations. We can rationalize and say, "Oh, well, it's our genes." Well, epigenetics says you can modify gene switches through exercise, through nutraceuticals, through dietary choices. You can change those gene switches. But it's not part of mainstream medicine, as we know. Mainstream medicine is about giving you a remedy almost always, unless it's an integrative physician or naturopathic physician or a chiropractic physician. It's going to be a pharmaceutical. And we're learning more and more that the whole concept of health and even aging is about balance in the system and the system being able to adjust to various stressors. And unless it's an emergency or appropriate use of medication, often it just covers up the symptoms. I saw a great sign in front of a pharmacy, and the sign said, "I'd like to see on a warning label on some prescription, warning, side effect, might cause permanent weight loss and great health." Unfortunately, we're not going to see this. So let me get into some nitty gritty. I really do like bacopa or Brahmi. It's an Ayurvedic herb. Ayurvedic is a medical science that goes back thousands of years. And many of the things we're using now in nutritional medicine and even a lot of pharmaceutical companies are looking at come from Ayurvedic herbs such as turmeric and ashwagandha, and the list goes on, boswellia for inflammation, and even telomeres products. So there's a good history of Ayurvedic medicine and herbs. So bacopa, okay, personally, I found increased memory, concentration. I found if it's taken before sleep, there's going to be a lot of vivid dreams, if that's what you like, and I like vivid dreams. If you take too much, you might get a little tired, but that's only because it helps with stressors. It's a stress adapter. And so, as I say with most supplements, I tell people, we all have different responses, just like we have different responses to medications. The one I use, I'm looking at it, is Himalayan herbs, and the dose is 250 milligrams. And I think I've tried two. It seems to work fairly well. And you can play with it, see how one. Paradise Herbs is another company that has it. So there are a few companies. There are a lot of companies now that have it. But you want a real company, you know, that. And if you can get organic, that would be great. I think that would be a plus. If you're a client of Talking Herbals can get it for you. Otherwise, you can shop around. But yes, Bacoba is definitely on my list. And thanks to the web, do a Bacoba search. In Ayurvedic medicine, they use it for children, even for fevers and all sorts of things. So I think it's a good addition to your armamentarium of staying healthy. Now, as far as anti-aging, there's a whole science called geroprotectors. And geroprotectors is a way of looking at aging in a different way. That it's not just about longevity. It's about health span. How healthy are you going to live? Who wants to live long with disabilities and Alzheimer's and all sorts of things? By the way, speaking of Alzheimer's, interesting that the Salk Institute is researching now, and they're synthesizing it as a drug for Alzheimer's and possibly other age-related conditions, a turmeric compound. How interesting. And another compound called finasteride, which again is a plant compound, which I'll talk about in future podcasts. So we're at a crossroads, because with the information on the web and with so much public interest in wellness now, and now you have on the other end, you have pharmaceutical companies who want a stake in this, and you can't get a stake in something that's not patentable. Recently, it confused the public with a fish oil study, and it's no good, doesn't make a difference. Even D doesn't make a difference. And when you look at how the study was designed and interpreted, and the placebo they use, it's horrible. And I have no idea why these negative studies get such wonderful press, and you see such little exposure to the good news, the good nutraceutical news. And it's there. I find it every day on the web, all sorts of good studies. Now, again, they're not these large multi-million dollar studies. Who's going to fund them if there's no way of getting financial recuperation or remuneration from these? So Bacopa, yes, sulforaphane. My listeners know about the broccoli seed and how wonderful it is in dealing with so many health issues. Yes, you can get it from food, but it takes a lot of work. And most people are not going to do the work. And the idea of eating lots and lots of the right greens that have been grown properly, grown with the right seed, is not something most people would do. Now, taking Vitalica Physician with a good healthy diet and exercise and doing all the other right things, of course you're going to get incredible benefit. But you'll still get benefit whether you do some of those other things or not. Okay. So, Bacopa, and of course, more and more research on blueberries. I love the blueberries. There's no negative research on the blueberries. The only problem is seasonal expense of the blueberries. And also, you know, you got to be careful. You drop those blueberries and then they get squished and you don't see them. And it really is hard to get blueberry stains out. Though I heard that on the web there was something about vinegar. So you got to be careful about blueberry stains. But otherwise, add the blueberries, add the bacopa, the sulforaphane, which I love. And of course, ginger. I absolutely love ginger. And ginger is a powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and it's not just for nausea. A study compared it for pain, and it was an equal response, and even better than Advil and aspirin, with no side effects. Some of the COX-2 inhibitor, like Vioxx years ago, and possibly some of the others can show up as it's cardiac issues, and you don't want that. And I'm a little bit all over the place, but that's okay today. We mentioned cardiac, and I mentioned in previous podcasts, you want the Cleveland Heart Lab test, not just a cholesterol test, which is kind of meaningless. You want particle sizes. You want all the real cardiac risks, nitric oxide production, which is vasodilation, and TMOA, which can be produced from certain probiotics, can make it from carnitine and choline, not a great idea. Lipid peroxidation, or we call that the F2 isoprostanes, which if you leave an apple out, the apple turns brown when it's in your arteries. You'll wind up with arterial disease. So the Cleveland Heart Lab test, you ask your doctor. We do it in our office. Very, very, very valuable. I've seen too many healthy, on the outside, people wind up with cardiovascular disease because genetically they weren't making up for certain factors. And the cholesterol is so, there's so much research that that is not the main issue. Certainly high blood sugar is an issue. And as I say, oxidative stress, which I talk about in a lot of these podcasts, can be a very, very, very big issue. So we come to the end. And the goal is, if you haven't taken control of your health, it's time to take control of what you can control. If you're new to this, one healthy change a week. Think before you eat. Think. Just take the time and say, is there another choice I can make before I do this? Okay. Instead of, rationalizing, which many of us do, or do these impulsive eating patterns, not thinking, not eating with our head, which would be a much better idea. So thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe. It motivates me. And also you get the latest podcast. And again, thank you so much for listening.